Here we have Susan Bill, organizer of the Launceston Freelance Festival in Tasmania. Can you tell us a little bit more about the festival? What is it for, and what do you hope to get from this festival?
The origins of the festival was that at least a third of the workforce is now engaged in some sort of freelance work, whether you consider that, you know, contract work or self-employed or freelancing. That all pretty much means the same thing. And they're really sort of small business operators, you know, they're using themselves as a brand, you know, to go out there and try and find work. But there isn't actually any professional development for people who are working as freelancers, and there's very limited opportunities for people to network as freelancers and to upskill as well, because things are constantly evolving. So the festival really came about because there was a recognition that it was a great opportunity to get all these freelancers together and do some professional development. So we've got, you know, some journalists, we've got artists, we've got, you know, actors, we've got, you know, video editors, all sorts of people freelance, and we've gotten them together to come and share their skills and to talk about some of the great things they're doing. So that was the origins of the festival. And it was also, I often hear business people say to me that they'd like to get or hire freelancers, but they actually don't know how to do it, and they don't know who's going to be good and what sort of things that they want. So it's also an opportunity for business people to come along and see what freelancing is about and to build up a relationship with freelancers so that they understand what they're getting, they understand what it's about. So it's twofold. It's sort of to upskill, you know, because we've got the workshop stream running. It's to listen to sessions from really successful freelancers who are coming, and it's also for business people to come along and engage with the freelance community. So it's quite a broad spectrum.
Is there any actual organization that these people can turn to, or no organization at all, apart from the Walkie Foundation and the media organization that supports?
Yeah. Well, Media and Arts Alliance represents freelancers as well as other sorts of jobs. So that's always a good place to start and ask, you know, find out what's in your own area, what freelancing networks there might be available in your own area. And the Walkley Foundation is for journalists, you know, who are freelancing as well. So there's a recognition that now that that is a pathway, particularly since a lot of print media is now in decline. So both of those organisations are good places to ask about what's happening locally. As far as actual freelance association, there's like Facebook groups and things like that you can join. This is what is so good about this festival, that this is an opportunity for there to be an actual place like Launceston to come and learn, you know, and to come and build your skills up and to come and network. So this is the impetus for the festival as well, is to acknowledge that we very much need a central kind of organisation, a central sort of space to come and meet other freelancers and to learn about what's going on. And also, like, you know, we've got people like Tracy Spicer, who's coming down, and she's going to launch the Women in Media Tasmanian branch. Tasmania hasn't got a branch of Women in Media yet. She's going to be talking about the Me Too campaign that she's involved with. And we've got Ginger Gorman coming down from Canberra. She's very much involved in social media issues like trolling and cyberbullying and how to protect yourself from all that sort of those sorts of problems. We've got, you know, travel writers, people who work as digital nomads, come and talk about how you can create your career from working anywhere, anytime. So it's sort of like identifying what the opportunities are, and also creating this network of people that you can go to, you know, for support, that you can go to for professional learning. So very much it's sort of the first festival of its kind in Australia. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll build on that and, be the place to come and learn all about freelancing.
Apart from the journalism fields or medias and social medias, which are very much very advanced at the moment, so with advanced technologies, do you think that these skills that you have mentioned before should be taught alongside journalism? Why people should still study this field or get into this field, let alone up until they finish their job and they have to learn all these skills by themselves?
Yes, most definitely. Like, we've got technologies changing quite rapidly, but things like virtual reality. I mean, you know, we're not teaching journalists how do you write for virtual reality, because news stories in virtual reality would be is something that, you know, people are probably going to want to expect in a few years' time. And also writing stories using 360-degree cameras, it's not that easy. You know, you sort of have to think about different ways of presenting information, as well as, you know, online information that can't just be print articles stuck online. You know, it needs a lot more interactivity. So, yeah, and all the social media now too, like, you know, keeping a profile on social media, but protecting yourself as well while you're online, because a lot of bullying, there's a lot of trolling of female and male journalists. So, yeah, most definitely I think that the skills for journalism are still pretty much based on print media and radio rather than looking at future technology and how we can train students now. Those future technologies may not be mainstream yet, but they will be in a couple of years' time. So it's about teaching people, well, how can I be an early adopter of this as well? Like, how can I put myself in front, ready for when these technologies mainstream? So it's very much about that as well, you know, looking at what's coming in the future and what sort of trends there are for all sorts of industries, not just journalism. What's really important to understand about freelancing is it's so broad. You know, you've got software engineers and freelancers, you know, you've got marketing people, digital media people, you know, there's all sorts of freelancing that you wouldn't even think about. They're the more obvious ones, but, you know, I've come across some really different kind of professions that are freelancing, which is just seems to be the way everything's going, and part of this whole gig economy where things are very much about short-term contracts or short-term employment. So you've got to stay focused and current, keep your skills current. And we all know too that it's all about networking as well. You know, people can tell you about other opportunities, they can introduce you to people. But it's really, really important if you're freelancing to find a community of people out there, because they often work alone. And it can be isolating, but, you know, there are a lot of people out there. So it's introducing people and having fun while doing it too, you know, like having some social opportunities built into the festival too.
So what is the main challenge for a freelancer?
There's a few challenges, really. Like, one is the isolation can be a problem. So recognising that there are a community of freelancers out there, and that there could be regular meetups, even if you set up a Facebook group and have regular meetups. The other thing is managing the dry times. Like, you know, sometimes you might get a lot of commissions and then there might be nothing for 3 or 4 months. So how do you balance that? So we've got someone talking, Lindy Alexander is going to be talking about her experience, and so are the Media and Arts Alliance, talking about how you manage, you know, the money flow so that you're not caught short. That could be a real challenge. Just not always identifying opportunities. Some people might not realise, for instance, that councils will employ freelancers, you know, and like it's letting people know where the opportunities are. Content writing, you know, for education institutes, grant writing for education, for academics. Like, there's all these opportunities that people might not be aware of. So that can be another thing. You can get stuck in a particular niche, but you need to broaden out a bit as well. But also, you know, it can be quite lucrative being a specialist as well. So there's just recognising what's out there, not being isolated, I think, are the main challenges for freelancers. And staying current, you know, upskilling. Keep, you know, make sure you're on top of digital technology. Make sure that you can take a picture. Make sure you can create a short video. You know, make sure you know how to market yourself on social media. You know, use things like LinkedIn to get clients. So it's just raising people's awareness, because if you're just working on your own and not getting much input from other people, you can start to you know, miss out on things that jobs you could get.
Do you think that it will be harder for freelancer to find jobs compared to the traditional professional?
I think that more opportunities are becoming available. And I just think it's a way of changing the way you think about work, because I don't think a lot of traditional employment paths will exist for much longer. So I think you have to start looking at the future of work as being one that probably might be short term, and you might not be somewhere for a long period, and so you might not get the opportunities to develop in a workplace that you might have had once, where you were offered professional development. I think a lot of it now is that you've got to do it yourself. So I do think that we sort of need to start thinking differently about the future of work and about our skill set, and constantly learn, you know, constantly be going out, talking to people, Googling, whatever, to find out what's out, you know, what's happening in the future, how can I be taking part of it, how can I be ahead of the rest of the people, so that you're always prepared when opportunities come up. And I think, yeah, traditional employment paths are disappearing quite quickly.
Before we go, do you have any final comments that we haven't touched on?
I guess the festival, because it is the first one and it's recognising that there is such a big growing workforce around freelancing, we're just really encouraging anybody who is in any kind of employment, to be honest, or any business people thinking of hiring freelancers, to come along if you're in Tasmania, even if you're on the mainland, to come along and come and explore the area. And it's not just for Tasmanians, this festival. It's for anybody to come from anywhere. So we're just really hoping that, you know, the message gets out there and that a lot of people can come along and have a good time and network and, you know, leave the festival knowing that there's plenty of opportunities out there.
Thank you very much for your time, Susan, the organiser of Launceston Freelance Festival.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me.